Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as Dye Rescue. That Dye Rescue is really good with the GLPs. And again, this week, we have a story on how the GLPs are beneficial for another disease other than weight loss and other than type 2 diabetes. We'll get to that in a few seconds, but Dye Rescue, take it 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after, and 60% of you, not 100%, but 60% of you won't have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, any of the side effects, and only have to take it if you had a side effect, because if you had a side effect or when you increase the dose, 60% relief. At least that's the anecdotal stories. But the randomized controlled trials on bovine colostrum and on Trubiotics, they're on the website. And the other, Life's First Naturals is one, and the other is longevityplaybook.com, our own website. Soon, the coaching program will be up, ready, and able to be tested by you and your friends, and hopefully through a number of corporations and maybe even for larger populations. That's longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter now. And the top stories of the week. Well, there are great stories this week. The first one is on sedentary behavior, 49,000 people. But I'll get to that in a second. And what causes neck pain? So it used to be in 1980, the majority of neck pain was caused by holding the phone between your ear and your neck while you were talking on it and doing something else with your hands with the landline phones that were connected with a cord. So you'd put it on your neck. Many people don't even, who are listening to this, probably don't even know about the landline phones and the cause of neck pain. That's disappeared. Even computer neck pain is largely disappeared. The major cause of neck pain now, it is looking at the phone. How many hours a day do you think the average adult, not kid, the kids look at it for 8 hours a day? Amazing. One third of the full day is looking at a cell phone for most teenagers. But us adults, 18 and over, how much time do we spend on average looking at our cell phones? 6 hours a day. 6 hours a day increases your risk of neck pain by 82%. And another problem with sitting down, tell me what the other problem of sitting down is. It's low back pain. And it isn't because you're sitting with bad posture. It's actually because you're not doing any activity and you're getting fat. Obesity is the largest, used to be cigarettes. Cigarettes cause a lot of low back pain because of the inflammation they cause, but it is now obesity and sitting that cause low back pain, and obesity is the strongest correlate of it along with sitting. So those are the two major stories that are what we would call Roizen rule for a younger you. Make sure you don't have unforced errors by getting too big, that's obesity, by sitting too much, and by looking down at your cell phone, hold it eye level. If you're going to hold it, put it on one of those, what you would call holder things. I don't know what they're called, but like in the car, you can put them up at eye level. We don't want you driving with them, but if you're in the car as a passenger, get that thing for you on the passenger side, that holder, so you look up rather than look down at your cell phone. And that's what you should do at all times. Get it at the level of top of the computer screen. And those are the Roizen rule for younger you segment and story of this week. Another benefit of GLP-1s, and this I love, GLP-1s protect against AFib recurrence after an ablation. Why? Because probably gaining weight and pulmonary hypertension is one of the main causes. You don't want to gain weight, so don't eat as much. And maybe the GLP-1s are just something that all of us should take over the age of 50 when they come down in price enough. Eli Lilly, are you listening? You charge $50 in Great Britain. Why not $50 a month here so that more of us could be on it? And at $50 a month, you're not losing money, obviously, in Great Britain. Let all of us take it here over the age of 50. And that is our longevity is the next disruptor story. You don't get AFib, you're going to, and it probably keeps people from getting AFib too. So probably everyone over 50 should be on it. The next longevity is the worst, is the, if you will, the biggest disruptor coming is, in fact, longevity is the next and biggest disruptor, is that loneliness leads to worse outcomes with chronic disease. How much worse? In the next 10-year period, it's an 80, again, it's 80% is a common number this week. It's an 80% increase in your risk of dying with a chronic disease. And that is our longevity is the next disruptor. Well Beyond Wellness, there's an article on different types of exercise have different benefits in Parkinson's disease. What this means, it means do all four forms of exercise. That is walking, that is lifting weights, that is cardio, and that's especially important at regrowing dopaminergic neurons. And the fourth is jumping and stretching. It's hard to jump and stretch, but once you get going with Parkinson's disease, you can do it. My, if you will, odd omega story, and this is one of my favorites because I love walnuts, and walnuts prevent inflammation, mental decline, and colon cancer because of all of the polyphenols in the walnut. So enjoy walnuts because they will enjoy you back. Research shifts the chronic chemicals in plastics. This is a great research study, but again, it relates to longevity as the next disruptor. Don't drink out of plastic. So what do I have? I have a glass bottle and a stainless steel coffee mug. The glass bottle is water always, but it turns out that plastic, the common chemical, the phthalates that leach out of plastic, seem to have an increase in death rates from heart disease, direct correlation, and may cause as many. If you look at the data, this study says they may be responsible for 30% of all heart disease deaths. That is, when you correlate people who have phthalates versus don't in their blood, it's a 30% increased risk of deaths at any age. So avoid those plastics. The next article is one that leads into our guest of last week. That is 1241B, and that was on, is it Alzheimer's? 101 Answers. That was Peter Rabbins, who's a not only the best-selling author of The 36-Hour Day, but also is the professor emeritus at Hopkins. Wonderful book that we reviewed last week. Is it Alzheimer's? You'll want to download the 1241B episode, but now more than 7 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. By the way, I'm going to finish with a GLP-1 again story. So not only does it prevent AFib and AFib recurrence, but it prevents sleep apnea in young adults. The metabolic syndrome, obesity, is associated with sleep apnea in young people. If you avoid the metabolic syndrome by starting GLP and losing weight, you also avoid the sleep apnea. So maybe GLP-1s should be in our drinking water to help us, if you will, prevent the chronic diseases, and this is AFib and sleep apnea. There's a lot of things. So our key stories of the week, one, be active and put your, if you're using a cell phone, put it at eye level. Don't look down, because you look down, that's the cause of neck pain. And why do you want to be active? Because if you sit for more than 6 hours a day and gain weight from not moving, you'll also gain low back pain with an 82% increased risk compared to those who don't gain weight and who are active. And remember, don't use plastic cups or bottles or anything else if you can avoid it. The best, because of the phthalates in it. We not only have microplastics break away, but there are phthalates in it that cause risk. And unfortunately, over 7 million people in America now have Alzheimer's disease, according to the most recent data. Go to last week's, that's 1241B, download that, because there's a great segment from Peter Rabins, R-A-B-I-N-S, the book, Is It Alzheimer's? 101 Answers. He is the author of the bestseller, The 36-Hour Day, as well. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are, too. This has been 1242A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And remember our sponsors, longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website for the free newsletter. And Life's First Naturals, the makers of both probiotic, Truebiotics, one of the best, as well as bovine colostrum. Go to their website, see the double-blind studies. And by the way, if you're taking a GLP-1, especially on the day you get the shot, and especially when you step up the dose, consider the dye rescue, as in the anecdotal studies, it decreases the side effects of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation by over 60%. That is, in 60% of people, it decreases them very substantially. We'll be back next week. I hope you are too.